He's talking to the Rolex wearing, woo! Diamond ring wearing, woo! Kiss stealing, woo! Wheeling dealing, woo! Limousine riding, woo! Jet flying, woo! Sign the fuck up, woo! And I'm having a hard time. Holy Halligan's time! Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair,
woo! This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 115th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. Oh, man. Wow, 115 episodes of the podcast. That means I'm coming up on 200 episodes overall. Holler if you hear me, players. It's incredible that I've been doing the show that long. Anyway, yeah, this is a special podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very excited for today's show. I'm elated, if you will. As you know, the Brad Gilmore Show has always had a strong focus on hip-hop. You know, we venture into wrestling every now and then, but we've stayed on hip-hop. And today's episode is going to get into my favorite aspect of the hip-hop culture, the beef. The battle. Bars going against bars. An MC versus an MC. A rapper versus a rapper going one on one. I've always been a big fan of the beef. I've always loved beef. It's been a staple to talk about on the Brad Gilmore Show. Because what's so great about it is you have to have an opinion on it one way or another. The question I would always bring up on the Brad Gilmore Show was, do you like Takeover? Or do you like Ether? Which is an interesting debate because Takeover is the better record. Takeover is the better song. Takeover is the better diss. I am one of those people that think Ether isn't good at all. We're still acting in 2015 as though Ether was a good diss song. It's not. Love Nas. All respect to Nas. Ether in Ron Browse, who produced the song, Ether Boy. Yeah, Ether, not a good diss record at all. If you, I know people are going to be like, how could you say that? The Ether, man, that's like the classic beef record. Da, 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 da. No, man, it's not. Because when I listen to it, it has a couple cool lines, but for the most part, it's a bunch of schoolyard disses that an elementary school student would say to another elementary school student. So Ether, Takeover. It's not even a conversation. But here's the thing. I love the beef. I love the battle. I remember a few years ago, we talked for several weeks about Drake versus Common. I remember when Drake dropped Stay Scheming. It's funny when the gods get to acting like the broads. Guess every team don't come equipped with players like ours. You know what I mean? I remember Stay Scheming. And then Common came back with it. He came back with his own verse on the end of Stay Scheming, where he said, I'm through messing with this amateur guy. You ain't wetting nobody. You Canada dry. And then he hit the Say My Name at the end. I mean, that was cool. I liked that. That was the battle. That was the beef. That's what I loved. When you talk about Houston, Texas, there's some great beefs in Houston, Texas. You know, you got to think about Cam versus Mike Jones. You know, Chameleonaire had been on the show before. He had the mixtape Messiah to where there was like a whole disc. There's a 3-disc mixtape. The whole disc, one of them was Mike Jones disses. You know, Roll Call, Who They Want. I mean, it went on and on and on. And Mike Jones came back with some disses, I think, on King of the Streets. You know, he had that 99 Problems flow that he did. I got 99 problems, but Camille ain't one. You having trouble signing, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems getting a deal A1. Man. I remember some great battles and some disses in the, I mean, who can forget Biggie and Pac? Biggie and Pac, man. Who shot you? Hit him up. Hit him up. First off, you bitch in the click, you claim West Side when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. I mean, whoa. I know I'm rambling, but today we're going to discuss a beef that started in the last week. We're going to talk about Drake versus Meek Mill. So let's get into how this all started. So the night of July 21st, 2015 at 10:46 p.m. to be exact, Meek Mill started going on a Twitter rant of sorts. First, he went out after Wale, talking about how, you know, he didn't tweet his album or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it keeps going on. He keeps going on. And then he says this, and I quote, "Stop comparing me to Drake, too. He don't write his own raps. That's why he ain't tweet my album, because we found out." And he put that emoji with the grin that's like both sets of teeth grinning. And, you know, he continues to go on from there. We're talking about pretty much claiming Drake uses a ghostwriter, doesn't write his own raps, right? So Twitter starts blowing up. And, you know, the Drake fans are backing Drake, Meek Mill, blah, 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 blah. Split 50-50. Now, here's the thing. Admittedly, I've never been a huge Meek Mill fan. That Dream Chasers mixtape, awesome. Dreams and Nightmares, I mean, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I just feel like I'm being yelled at all the time. And I know that's probably a popular criticism of Meek Mill, but I feel like I'm always being yelled at. And so I've never just been into him. But, you know, there's been some times that he's dope. I remember Stocks playing me the A1 record with Kendrick Lamar, and I'm like, man. And, you know, he had, Amen. You know, he had some great, was Amen with Drake, you know, he had some great records. And, so I knew that he was a talented MC, but I've never been a huge Meek Mill fan. Now you think about Drake on the other hand, when Drake came out, you know, Comeback Season, So Far Gone, I was like, man, this dude is crazy. You know, this dude's rapping, he's singing, man, he's making hit records. He's out rapping Lil Wayne on every song they are together. And it is at the time where Lil Wayne was the greatest rapper alive. And there was a time when that was true. Today, me and not so much, but there was a time where Lil Wayne was the greatest rapper alive. So I find this Drake guy, and then, you know, I'm rocking with him through So Far Gone, and then Thank Me Later, and then Take Care was just, brother, Take Care was so good. And then, you go to Nothing Was the Same, which was dope record, dope album. Was it better than Take Care? Take Care still his best work. Neck and neck was So Far Gone, but albums-wise, it's Take Care all the way. So, you know, we get Nothing Was the Same, and it's dope. I mean, it was cool, but it wasn't like, it kind of felt like on the same kind of level of what he's been doing. And here's the thing about Drake, is Drake has songs coming out all the time. I can't keep up with Drake. He's got hundreds of songs out there, maybe thousands at this point. I don't know. But I did know that, you know, Nothing Was the Same was cool. And then, you know, out of nowhere, he drops this, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. And, it, you know, it was heavy. I mean, it was long. There were a lot of records on there. But this, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late record, this is what it showed me. Was that Drake is fully aware of his position in the game. He knows his lane. He sticks in his lane. He doesn't try to swerve too far out of his lane. And which is smart. I mean, come on, guys, you know. I mean, the greats have always done this. Kanye, Hove, you know, you can go back for, you know, M has his lane, and Eminem is loyal to his lane. I just heard Eminem freestyle on Shade 4-5 with Sway in the Morning that was just like bananas, and it was so Eminem. And, it, you know, he's still in his lane. He's giving the fans of Eminem what they want, and so Drake was doing the same. And, you know, you got to commend Drake for that. He knows what he's doing. But, you know, then this, if you're reading this, it's too late. He had a record on there, like I think it was like the, you know, one of those 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. in New York's, whatever it was. And I was listening to it, and, you know, right around this time, Tyga, like, was tweeting out stuff about Drake and how Drake was, you know, a punk or whatever, and yada, yada, yada. And then Drake just had that line on the record, and it was just like, you need to act your age, not your girl's age, you know, referencing Tiger's relationship with Kylie. And I was like, oh man, Drizzy, you know. So that kind of won me some points with Drake. And then here we are with this whole Meek situation. So I'm like, how's Drake going to respond? And, you know, a few weeks ago, Drake announces his deal with Apple Music. And then he has his OVO station on Beats 1 Radio now with Apple Music. And he drops a song called Charged Up.
OVO Star Radio.
I did some charity today for the kids, but I'm used to it, cause all y'all charity cases, all y'all stare in my face. I hope you could be the replacement. This is snitching on us without no interrogation. I stay silent cause we at war and I'm very patient. Six God is watching, I just hope you're prepared to face him. I'm charged up. I'm charged up. Wow, I'm honored that you think this is staged. I'm flattered, man, in fact, I'm amazed. The perfect start to the summer, man, it is a doozy. The twist in the movie, but don't jump to conclusions. You boys are getting into your feelings on me. You should embrace it, this could be one of our realest moments. Okay, the flow start to feel familiar, don't it? Must I remind you that Jimmy got 20 million on it? Need DJ Clue to drop a bomb on it. None of them wanted more than I wanted. I seen it all coming, knew they would push a button. East egg hunting, they gotta look for something. Done doing favors for people, cause it ain't like I need the money I make off a feature. I see you niggas having trouble going gold, turning into some so-and-sos that no one knows. But so it go, come live all your dreams out at OVO. We gon' make sure you get your bread and you know the ropes. I get a ring and I bring it home like I'm Corey Joe. No woman ever had me starstruck, or was able to tell me to get my bars up. I'm charged up. Oh no, we eating. This ain't about to starve us. Nah. This ain't about to starve us. I'm charged up. I bought my niggas rollies off of Thank Me Later while these boys were stanky legging. Trust me, this information is vital. I'm trying to take the high road. I still got love for my idols. I got me a deal with Apple and I still feel entitled. Rumor has it there's something that only I know. Rumor has it I steer the ship with my eyes closed. Rumor has it I either could or never could. But rumor has it hasn't done you any good. It sounds, sounds, sound to the day I die. We going live to keep your shit alive. Cops are killing people with their arms up. And your main focus is trying to harm us. Ain't thinking about to starve us. This ain't about to starve us. Nah, I'm charged up.
So that's what we got. We got that from Drizzy. We got like a nice little jab called Charged Up. Simple, clean, to the point. Nothing too disrespectful. Just kind of letting the man know. The way I put it is, you know, he kind of cleared his throat and tapped Meek Mill on the shoulder. I was like, excuse me, Mr. Mill. Yeah, I am here. And I heard what you had to say. So it was interesting. So I got into it, man. I was like, man, Drake, man. Cause you know, to me, Drake, I fell off a little bit. You know, I used to be a huge Drake fan, like I said, but then I fell off a little bit. So anyway, boom, we get Charged Up. And then we're waiting for that Meek Mill response because that's why we love hip hop. We love the battle. We got to keep it real for the battle, y'all. And I was waiting for that Meek Mill response. Nothing. Right. So we wait. And we keep waiting, and I think Drizzy got tired of waiting, because right after dropping Charged Up, he went back to back, if you will, and he dropped a second diss track to Meek Mill called Back to Back. Let's check that one out.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97. Whoa, very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a Wraith playing AR app. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, oh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor, Tootsie's getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell them again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, you need better seating. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need them. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom, please. Check them for a while or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please. Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guanajuato. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah. They want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play this shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that nigga.
Now, when I heard this song on my way into Houston, Texas, taking I-45 in the town, I was like, whoa, brother. Drizzy came through on this one. Now, some quotable lines was, is this, you know, if you love her, then you gotta give the world to her. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you need to be a thug for, but this ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Brother. So obviously referencing Meek Mill's relationship with Nicki Minaj. And, you know, Drake and Nicki Minaj have their label mate history, both under Young Money. And so it was very interesting to see how Drake kind of attacked him for that. And, you know, Nicki Minaj is currently on a world tour. She's on a world tour and Meek Mill's opening up for her. That's not what she meant when she told you to open up more. Brother. So it means that we kept this at the battle. We kept it hip-hop. We kept it real. And after that, people were like, man, we got to hear back from Meek. Because not only was the record hard, this is what Drake did. Drake, the cover art, was a snapshot from when a Blue Jay, one of the Toronto Blue Jays, hit, I guess, like a walk-off home run against the Phillies in the World Series and beat the Phillies in the World Series. You know, Toronto being the home of Drake, Philadelphia being the home of Meek Mill. So it was just like, whoa, you know, that was awesome. And then he said, you gonna make me step out of my lane. You gonna make me send bottles to Charlemagne. And, you know, we know Charlemagne the God from The Breakfast Club. Long history there between him and Drake. They're definitely not fans of one another. They've talked about each other many a times. So he said, you're going to make me send bottles to Charlemagne. And guess what Drake did? Drake actually sent Charlemagne the God bottles. I think he sent him 6 bottles of Dom Perignon. And then I saw Dobeezy saying that Drake also donated $75,000 to Meek Mill's high school. See, this is what Drake did. Drake knew what he was doing. Drake knew how to construct this. So he really put himself way in the lead. Already Drake was coming out on top. Drake didn't have to respond to Meek Mill at all. He didn't have to at all. But he did. He did, and he came with two records. So already Drake's walking into this game, you know, this Drake's walking into this game is Ronda Rousey. he's Ronda Rousey. Because someone's talking smack, and Drake's like, I don't have to respond. People know I'm the best fighter in the world right now. People know that I'm the best right now. I don't have to respond. But guess what? I'm going to accept your challenge just to put an exclamation point on the fact that I'm the best right now doing it. So he hits him with charged up and back to back. And not only that, he has this all laid out perfectly. So now we're waiting on Meek Mill to respond. And what does Meek Mill do? He tweets out a Z. Just one letter, Z, on Twitter. I got like 20,000 retweets. And I don't know if he was trying to say he was sleeping on that record, like it went hard. But Meek, I'm sorry, he came for you, man. He came for your head. So we needed to hear something back from Meek Mill. So day by day by day went. And then finally, late Thursday night, Funkmaster Flex debuted Meek Mill's. Now wait, let me actually back up. Because we were supposed to hear a Meek diss to Drake on Funk Flex originally, and everyone waited, never came through. And then Meek, like, put some on his Twitter to where it's like, you know, Dream Killer or something like that, Drake diss, and it's just someone screaming on a song. So, I mean, I didn't really get, you know, what that was about. I guess his bars weren't ready yet. He wasn't ready to unload what he had. So then he goes back to Funk Flex, and he has his record, Wanna Know. And I was like, man, I'm ready to hear this. You know, I was actually watching something on television. I happened to check Instagram, and I already saw memes coming out of, you know, of Drake, kind of Drake looking at Meek like, that's all you got and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, man, Meek dropped the record. Let me hear it. So I went, found it, boom, click play. First thing I saw was the cover art with Drake dressed as Milli Vanilli. And, of course, that's funny because, you know, and I know I'm explaining more than I have to, but just in case someone's confused about the beef out there, I want to make sure they know. Milli Vanilli was an act who won, you know, a Grammy for like Best New Artist, and then it came out that they lip synced all their music and they didn't write it. They weren't real musicians, and you know, so they gave their Grammys back. They gave them back because they felt guilty. So I mean, very very controversial thing that happened back in the day. So Meek Mill photoshops Drake's face onto one of the Milli Vanilli guys. And then the logo was the OVO owl, which is a really awesome logo, by the way. And but it was like repurposed to look like a ghost, indicating that Drake uses ghostwriters. So I'm like, ooh, okay. Now the cover wasn't as dope as Drake's cover. Drake's cover was perfect. I got to tell y'all, that was a perfect cover. But it was dope. I liked it. It was cool. It was cheesy. It was corny. But that's kind of what you need in a battle, like a cheap low blow that kind of makes people go, ha, that's cute, you know? So then I hit play on the Meek Mill 1-0 record. And let's hear it. Let's just hear
Master
it.
Flex night. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
I just want to know how niggas going to jail, telling on niggas coming back home and it's still being cool. I just want to know how niggas on Instagram and Twitter with 50,000 followers ain't got no money in real life. Still popping. I just wanna know. I wanna know if a nigga ain't really putting it in, but acting like he putting it in. Nigga still letting it fly like it's cool. I really wanna know, man. Shit getting different out here. It's getting spooky. Now when that shit went down with Chris, you wrote a check. In New Orleans, want my chain, they give respect. So with that, tell me you a pussy in a fan. Set it around, shit, you know the shooter's at your neck. I just wanna know if you ain't read that running through the six shit. Tell us who the folks quit and running through the six with.
Running through the six with my rocks. Count money, you know how it goes. All the real if I have a baby. And the fake get exposed.
Nigga, right for you, cause you know you never did shit. When I do that, look out, I was trying to catch a big fish. We the type of niggas, tie your mother up. Fuck a scissor in the ass and hit your brother up. Pussy, you really sweet, I call you Buttercup. You fucking dork, you can't stop because you studied us. Coming with that nigga look real again. Money make a sucker that's old look thrill again. Says a lot about all the people that feeling them. But I'ma show you bitch ass nigga with real again. Heard that other nigga talking, we ain't get back yet. Let's keep it short, nigga. You ain't get your chick back yet. And now she rockin' with the chest, and now you missed that check. You went from clean, put the butter patch, missed that jet. Hold up.
I got to take them off of here. That's that. I gotta take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? For all that fighting, you understand? Sucker think he good. Sucker think he can whoop me. And I knew he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand? When it comes to me, you understand? So let me get mine first. Then after I get mine, you can do what you want to do.
You know you fucked up, right?
Hey!
You should have just said nothing. Now y'all gonna have to give me a check to stop. All I hear is platinum neck, platinum this. Meanwhile, I'm on the carpet with a platinum chick. I got a platinum rolly, platinum whip. Niggas frauds, I tell the truth, don't ask me shit. All this industry fake enemy and rapper shit. It's never really my style, we got cash to get. I really started from nothing, now it's back some shit. Puffy almost caught a domestic when he smacked that bitch. Hold up, let that bitch breathe.
Oh. This called popping shit. There's no cut on it. There's no cut on it. If your feelings getting hurt, you feel like, oh, that's an arrogant motherfucker. No, this is the truth. And the truth hurts. Haven't I paid my dues? Then I weather the storm.
Yeah.
Niggas is gone and I'm here.
You let Tip Homie piss on you in the movie theater, nigga. We ain't forget. Real niggas back in style, this shit is lit. This that Ja Rule shit and 50 Cent.
So that was the Meek Mill Wanna Know record. There's only so much you can say about it. Now, when it first started, I heard that gong hit. Obviously, I'm the wrestling fan. And I was like, oh, Taker's theme.
Oh, brother.
He's about to go in on Taker's theme. And then I heard it was produced by Jaleel Beats and Swizz Beats. I was like, man. And I saw someone on Twitter say Puff was on it talking. And I was like, whoa. Because we know Puff just smacked Drake in the club a few months ago. So I'm freaking out already. And then he starts rapping, and I don't understand a word he's saying. A word. I don't understand a word he's saying. So I was like, what in the hell is going on here? And then all of a sudden it stops, and then it starts playing a reference track for I be riding through the six with my woes. Got money, you know how it goes. I want that Bugatti, then I swear. And of the money, I don't even know what the hell he's saying. And we were supposed to be like, oh, wow, oh, man, wow. A reference track? Meek, if this is what you meant by Drake doesn't write his own raps, you are such a retard. And I got love for Meek. Don't get this wrong. I got love for both guys. I got love for Meek. But if you think a reference track is, I mean, I can't tell you how many times... You know, we've been working on something in the studio, and Dallas lays something down, or even, you know, Dallas lays something down to send to somebody else to sing it, or Dallas shows if we have another, you know, one time we had a girl on the record with us, he kind of showed her what to do on the record, or sometimes Trey would go in, boom, lay his reference down for Dallas. Sometimes I couldn't get a rhythm right. I had something I wanted to say, but I couldn't get a rhythm right. And I remember even on our last record, Dance Floor, I couldn't get the rhythm of the mama say, mama say, mama kusa, mama say, mama say, mama. Like, it came in weird. And Stocks actually laid that down for me first. And then I recorded over it just so I could get that rhythm right. So I don't have a problem saying that, because a reference track is just used to help make the song better and kind of explain what you're thinking for the song. Now, you don't have to use a reference track, but guess what? Drizzy probably liked the reference, and so he used it. Whatever, I don't care. That doesn't faze me at all about Drake's talent or ability. If you're a music guy and you're in and you record the stuff, you know about reference tracks. You know they're used all the time, and there's no big deal about it. So that's where he started losing me. And then he's got this random talking. The beat's dope though. The beat is dope. And then he's got you know Diddy on there, and then he's talking about you know pissing on one of Tip's homies pissing on Drake, and I'm like, Meek, you're all over the place with this dude, and you're already down 2-0. You're down 2-0. Drake dropped two records on you, and this is what you come back with? This is it? This is what you got? It's terrible. I mean, it was flat out terrible. And, I mean, there's not a lot to say about it. That end part was dope, and I don't know if that was a part two, but you don't have time to send out a warning shot, bro. Like, you don't have time for that warning shot. Like, here's the diss before the diss record. You know, that's no. Not when Drake hits you with two records and expertly does it. You don't have time to sit here and mess around. This had to be, you had to step up to the plate and you had to knock it out of the park. Not for only you, for MMG, for Philadelphia, for Nikki, for your manhood, bro. You had to knock this out of the park and you just terrible. And, you know, Twitter went crazy, of course. I was retweeting stuff like crazy. Everyone was in on it. Whataburger was in on it. Whataburger was like, hey, Meek Mill, if you're going to serve beef, make sure you serve high-quality beef. Rosetta Stone, the language learning software, tweeted out, like, the fact that, like, we couldn't even translate that last Meek Mill soundtrack, but here are some languages that people actually speak. And I was like, oh! And, of course, Norm Kelly, the trillest of all, I don't have to say much about it. If you don't know what I'm talking about with Norm Kelly, just go search his Twitter, at Norm Kelly. Shout out to you, bro. You are so trill. So the Twitter's just been blowing up, and it doesn't look good for Meek. Meek's maybe KO'd. He might be KO'd. And you know when everyone's picking up on it, when mainstream news is tweeting about it, when E! News is on it, and E! News was covering this beef. I should say something about hip-hop. It's getting to be, you know, pop culture. But, Meek, bro, I'm sorry, man, but, you had a great time. You got out. You had the number one album. You got Nicki Minaj. Brother, you had a great time last month. And Drake came in, he killed you, dude. He killed you. I mean, he killed you like Hov killed Nas. He killed you like Fifth killed Ja Rule. I mean, he did. And the thing about it is that, you know, Jay did it because Jay was the bigger brand than Nas. Unquestionably. Fifth was the bigger brand than Ja Rule. Unquestionably. And they were able to capitalize off this beef, you know, get some love, quote-unquote, from, like, the streets, if you will, you know, from the hardcore hip-hop fan base, being like, man, Hov went in on that, or Fifth went in on that, or Drizzy just killed that, you know? And you know, I think this is going to change a lot of people's minds about Drake because, you know, Drake's always been that soft rapper, but now Drake just came from Meek Mill's head, and he won. Meek Mill could drop a second record tomorrow, tonight. He could drop it right now. It's not going to matter. Drake's already KO'd you. You had one shot to step up to the plate and knock him out, and you didn't get it. You can come hard with another song again, and it might help your case, but Drake's winning this right now. He's winning. And the only way Drake loses if he doesn't hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch and he tries to pass it. But guess what? Drake's going to hand that ball. Drake's got a control of that ball, and he's going to run that thing into the end zone. And you don't have a shot on this one, Meek. I'm sorry. But I guess Drake's your nightmare. Anyway, guys. That's me breaking down this beef real quick. You know, I just had to get my thoughts out on it. I felt like I needed to speak on it. You know, Drake won. Drake won, Drake won, Drake won, Drake won. Just like Hov won, just like 51. Shout out to Drake. You have really won me over once again as a fan. I support you wholeheartedly. I got Apple Music because of Back to Back. Think about that. So, shout out to Drizzy. This has been the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. Make sure you check out Heated Conversations with myself and Booker T every Saturday night on Sports Radio 610 and on the Play It platform. And also, check out Your Opinion Doesn't Matter, where Matt Topolsky and I talk 5 days a week about everything for 30 minutes a day. And I have a streak that's about to tie with The Undertaker. I'm 20-0. Can I get to 21-0? We'll have to find out on Your Opinion Doesn't Matter soon. But until then, I'm Brad Gilmore. Peace.
Oh, Brian, you done now.